بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, I'm in Qatar and it's always so nice to be in a Muslim country. The signs of Islam everywhere, alhamdulillah. Qatar is, I particularly like Doha also because it's a very beautiful place. It has iconic architecture. Every time I come here, I see something new. Right now, the National Museum is being completed. Unfortunately, I will leave the day of the inauguration, so I will not be able to see it on this trip, but inshallah, maybe next time. It's a very beautiful building. The National Library is one of the finest libraries that I have ever seen in any country in the world. Absolutely phenomenal collection. Last time I was here, one of the curators was kind enough to take me around to show me the maps section. And absolutely amazing maps that they have. Really, the wealth of the nation is in its in the knowledge that it possesses. And I must say, Qatar is wealthy not because of oil and gas, but because of this kind of knowledge and these kinds of things. The Islamic Museum of Art is, the building itself is a marvel of art, and then of course the exhibits are beautifully presented, beautifully maintained, beautifully located. It's something to see. Doha has lots of art galleries. Almost every building, the sense I get when I come to Doha always is that this is a city which is being cared for, that somebody is taking care of the city, the people of the city. They are people who love the place, who take care of the place, and who ensure, and they take pride in the place. I mean, you can see this everywhere. Not a single piece of garbage anywhere. You won't see a single piece of plastic anywhere. Very beautiful, clean, neat. Absolutely delightful to be here. This was interestingly also my first time on Qatar Airways and my first time flying a Boeing 787. So I can say that now I have flown all the Boeing planes from 707 to 787, the entire range, I've flown all of them. Very delightful experience. I mean, Qatar Airways was absolutely phenomenal, beautiful service. The seat configuration also is fantastic in the Boeing 787, the Dreamliner. Very, very nice flight. I mean, I have to say this, and whoever in Qatar Airways is listening to that, all compliments to you. Beautiful airline, excellent, excellent onboard service. Doha Airport is a delight. It's a beautiful airport. Immigration took me all of 10 seconds. Very polite, very, very, very fast. The luggage, my bag was on the belt as I got to it. Alhamdulillah, beautiful experience. I am here for the Sira Solution Workshop, which is again going to be held in one of the most beautiful buildings of the city, which is the Education City Mosque. This is part of Qatar Foundation. The patron of that is Her Highness Sheikha Mawza bint Nasser, the mother of the ruler. And it's an absolutely beautiful place. I spent last Ramadan, my i'tikaf was here in Education City Mosque, and one of the most beautiful i'tikaf that I have ever done anywhere. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. They were kind enough to invite us to do the Seerah Solution Workshop in the masjid. Masjid is actually part of the complex which also has the university there. So it's the Islamic Studies University and the masjid together, which is in the best traditions of Rasulullah ﷺ. Like we had Masjid al-Nabawi and As-Suffa. Here there is also teaching and learning as well as worship. So the education, the Seerah Solution Workshop is in the education part of that complex. Inshallah, that's on Friday and Saturday. Yesterday we had a lecture for teachers. These are Madrasa Quran teachers. Today there will be a lecture for parents on parenting. I want to share with you a couple of thoughts from yesterday's lecture, inshallah. Two thoughts. One is people, the teachers, they spoke about life skills and they talked and they said that we teach children to be respectful to parents and teachers. So I said, why? So people were surprised. They said, why? I mean, what do I mean by asking that question? So I said, well, why would you teach them to be respectful to parents and teachers? I said, my question is, why would you not teach them to be respectful to each other? Why would you not teach the 5-year-old brother to be respectful to his 3-year-old sister? Respectful. I'm using the word specifically. I mean, why would you not teach a small child to respect another small child? Why would you not teach a teenager to respect another teenager? And I said, think about that, that if you taught them to respect each other, then you would not need to teach them to respect parents and teachers. Because that would happen automatically. I mean, if a little child is respecting another little child, then it automatically follows that this little child will also respect the elders. Now, this is, I believe, one of the problems of parenting, teaching, whatever you want to call it. Respect, to me, is a term which is applied to anyone and everyone, anything and everything in our environment. I would say that we must teach each other, must teach our children, and we must do it as well, to respect everybody. Respect our servants, respect people who serve us, respect our cars, respect our shoes, respect our dogs and our cats, respect our pets and parrots, respect the environment, respect rivers, respect the ocean, respect the mountains. When I say respect, I don't mean worship them. I mean respecting shoes means that you take care of the shoes and you put them in the right place when you have to take them off. So if you're going to a masjid or somewhere, put the shoes in a shoe rack, not throw them around somewhere so everybody stamps over them. That's respect for the shoes. Respecting your pet means to take care of this pet, to ensure that this pet is properly fed and groomed and has a comfortable place to stay. Respecting your car means that you don't treat it like a trash can. You don't just get into the car and dump stuff in the car. I've had occasions where people have come to pick me up. Now imagine this, somebody is coming to pick me up and he then opens the door of the car and then he says, oh my God, Sheikh, please wait, let me clean this. I mean, you came to pick me up, right? What were you thinking you were doing? Did you think I was going to sit in a trash can? Think about this. The point is, I don't even need to talk about what we do with our shoes and so on. Respect is something that we need to teach. Today we are living in a world which does not respect itself. And so therefore you have the whole world where, we are poisoning the environment, we are poisoning the oceans, we are poisoning. Why? Because we don't respect it. Now if we respected it, we would ensure that we would take care of our trash, we take care of our of the garbage, we take care of effluents, we would not need laws even. Forget about policing and monitoring. We would not even need laws to say that do not pump raw sewage into the sea. We would not need laws to say do not pump effluents into the earth or into the sea. Why do you need a law to prevent you from doing something which is the most logical, the most sensible thing to do? I mean, do we need a law to say don't drink poison or don't eat poison? But, you know, really, if you think about it, people who are smoking cigarettes, people who are drinking alcohol, and today they are talking about legalizing the use of industrial use and entertainment use of marijuana, of drugs, and so on and so forth. Maybe we do need laws because we have gone to the level of insanity where we actually need to be regulated to say don't poison yourself. But to me, it doesn't make any sense. To me, any intelligent person does not need to be told don't poison yourself because it is unintelligent, it's stupid to poison yourself. So I think respect is something that needs to be taught across the world for every single thing. And it needs to begin at the earliest age possible. As soon as the child opens his eyes, show them, teach them to respect things. And believe me, respect is not taught by lectures. Respect is taught by respecting. So a child will learn to respect another child when you respect that child. If you are beating that child, if you are cursing that child, if you are treating that child with disrespect, whether you are a teacher or a parent or whoever, then that child will learn to do the same. He will not or she will not learn to respect other people and other children. The second thing that we talked about, alhamdulillah, we talked about many things, but I'm just sharing with you two things, was the point I made was that we as Muslims seem to be characterized by what we don't do. Right? One of my very dear friends, who was a police officer, she said to me one day that in our country, which is India, she said a good police person is known by what he or she doesn't do. So she said it in Hindi. It's very funny in Hindi. So let me say it in Hindi and then I'll translate. She said ki hum कहते हैं कि अच्छा आदमी वो है जो कि दारू नहीं पीता, घूस नहीं लेता, रिश्वत नहीं लेता, वुमनाइजिंग नहीं करता, ये नहीं करता, वो नहीं करता. तो करता क्या है? तो शी सेड करता क्या है? नाउ शी सेड दैट अ गुड पुलिस ऑफिसर इज़ नोन बाय व्हाट ही डज नॉट डू. सो ही डजंट टेक ब्राइब्स, ही डजंट वुमनाइज, ही डजंट ड्रिंक अल्कोहल, ही डजंट यू नो लाई, ही डजंट. नाउ व्हाट डज ही डू? Right? He doesn't do, but what does he do? Now, I think the same thing has happened with us as far as raising of children and so on is concerned. We constantly add them about don't do this, but then what do you do? Right? I'm not saying make the halal into haram. I'm not saying that don't say, you know, don't watch, don't be on Facebook, don't watch trashy movies. I'm not saying don't, I'm not saying don't say that, but that has to be said. But I'm saying focus on the positive. Focus on the positive. Talk about what are the things that we should see. Now, my standard one is watch BBC World. For example, the absolutely fantastic videos of the earth, of the sea, of the oceans, of the skies, of the birds, of the animals, of the insects. Look at those and then talk about the greatness and glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Watching those films with the orientation of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His creation, recognizing His signs is literally ibadah, inshallah. You're doing dhikr of Allah when you are watching that. So similarly, focus on positive things. What must we do? Focus on positive things. Look at the benefit of that. What's in it for me? Show them that WIIFM so that they get encouraged and that they love what they are doing. Doing projects with them together. My nephew said yesterday how he did a project with his son on the, it was called Before and After. So it was on Doha, what Doha was like earlier and what it's like today. So they did a whole photography project of the old port and old parts of the city and how they have been now restored and the new parts of the city and new facilities which have been created. So the father and son did this project together. Beautiful way of bringing up children as well as a wonderful fun way of learning history. I mean, history is absolutely fundamental to understanding your own present and to predicting or foreseeing or looking at the future of scenario planning. So therefore, it's a beautiful way of doing things. So this is the kind of thing I'm saying that it's very important for us. Look at the focus on the positive side of things and talk to children and to everyone about what are the things that we should do. And automatically, except for what is openly haram, but other than that, automatically when you are focused on positive things, then the negative things, the fact that you should not do the negative things is understood. If you say to somebody, let's go and meet our neighbors and greet our neighbors, you know, take a cake for them or take some flowers for them, then alhamdulillah, this is beautiful. And therefore it means that don't ignore neighbors. One of the things I asked them was, people today live in these massive multi-storied buildings. And usually there is a security guard or a lobby sitting in the lobby. Now I said to them, ask your children, do you know the name of the guard? I said, I'm asking you, do you know the name of the guard? And the answer is no. And my question is, why not? Here's a man who's serving you, who's there day and night. He operates the lift for you, or he opens the door for you, or he's there as security. Someone brings a parcel for you, he takes it, he keeps it, as Amana gives it to you. Now, why would you not know his name? Why don't you have 5 minutes to stop in the lobby and say to him salam, to greet him, to ask his name, to speak to him about his life, his family and so on and so forth, just like that. And then if there's any way in which you can help him, why would you not do that? Why would you not, when you come home one day, why would you not bring some chocolates and say, here's some chocolates for your children? Why would you not come back with something and give him something? I'm not talking about giving money. I'm talking about, gifts and small gifts and just being considerate for the person. Why would you not do that? Right? I mean, this is a logical thing. This is something that you must do. But most of us don't do that. Now, this is where I'm saying, instead of focusing on the negative of don't do, look at what you should do and look at the positive signs of things. And believe me, when you give a gift to somebody, you feel better than that person feels. When you smile at somebody, that person smiles back at you, and you get instant responses. You get instant affirmation of what you have done. So let's focus on this, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept are coming and doing this work. I ask you for your du'as for the workshop. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his barakah in spreading the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all over the world, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.